With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I saw those golden retrievers we were talking about last week. They were on David Muir. He interviewed Maverick, the puppy.
He interviewed the puppy.
Yeah, yeah, Charlie and Maverick.
What did the puppy say?
I forget. I didn't pay attention.
Okay.
It was so funny, though. He helps him. He actually walks Charlie. Uh-huh. He takes Charlie's leash in his mouth and walks him.
He's wow.
Charlie is, 11 years old. They're mm-hmm. both Goldens. Mm-hmm. And when the little puppy takes care.
He's only 4 months old. He's a baby.
He's only 4 months old?
4 months old. He's a little baby, and he just, they got him. They said that, you know, they wanted to have another dog in the house because they could see this guy was kind of, you know, going to reach his golden right. ears, and so to speak. And so
very
they got
good,
this
man.
Little guy, and they said at first, Charlie was like looking at him like, I don't want this thing in the house. And then the baby just kept like snuggling up to him and became
aww.
Very, and now they're just inseparable.
It showed him taking a nap. And little Maverick had his head
on the tummy,
on his tummy. And I saw another shot
because
Muir had a video of him and
right.
you know, found talking.
Before or after the interview, did they show the video?
They showed, I think, after the video. One of the things Maverick does is he walks around with him and he helps him. He gets toys for him. He brings him toys to play with because
mm-hmm.
he just kind of senses that he can't see.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie has lost his sight. He had his eyeballs taken out because he had cataracts or something like that.
Glaucoma.
Glaucoma. Yeah. So they got about 80,000 followers on their Instagram account. So, hey, how's your bracket doing, Brad?
I might have come back. It was one of those ones where I got resuscitated yesterday.
You were crying the blues.
Yeah, I was depressed on Saturday. Well, when you got a 9-year-old son who's starting to get interested in this whole bracket thing, and he's heckling you at home, it's very.
Yeah. Hey, what
it's
are
tough.
His brackets doing?
He actually doesn't have a bracket, but he hears everyone talking about brackets. And then, how's your bracket, Dad? Oh, not really good. And then he just heckles you all the time. You suck, Dad. You're not good at picking
buddy. I got my old buddy over at the tuxedo store. He says, I'm bleeding to death.
Right.
Yes. They circle it in red. They mark it in
that's
red
right.
if you go out. Anyway.
But you're going well, Scott.
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. Now, who's the guy from The Fan? What's his name?
Melusis.
Melusis.
Yeah, good guy.
He's kicking my buddies in first place.
Yeah.
So that Duke game was, that was a nail biter. Good God.
Yeah.
Who's sad. That guy? Taco. You see Taco?
Yeah, they all unbelievable.
Got,
tall.
To dunk the ball, all he's got to do is stand on his tiptoes.
Yeah, Patty used to have a boyfriend like him, I reckon.
Not that tall. I dated
that'd
somebody 6'9".
That'd be a good matchup.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, you know what? I literally stopped seeing him because I felt stupid next to him.
Well, your neck probably
really,
has.
You really like Taco, then. Number one motion picture over the weekend, a frightening horror show, Us. I'm trying to talk to Brad about it, and he won't give me any information. I can't do that. You're still visibly affected.
Yeah, I was affected. I was shaken. I walked out of the cinema in shock, and I got into my Uber driver. I said, mate, I've just seen the craziest movie ever. I saw Us, and the Uber driver goes, my people on Facebook. They were a little split. They loved it or they hated it. And I said, dude, this is one of the funniest and scariest movies all wrapped up into one. Yeah,
I thought Rotten Tomatoes loved it.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, well, this guy, the Uber driver's Facebook page, it was very split, but I loved it.
The fantastic. Uber driver's Facebook page
yes.
is kind of like
it
a little...
very, very bloody?
Is that like a miniature Rotten Tomatoes?
That's right, yes.
It was like the Hollywood Reporter.
Yes,
it's the bloody. The Uber driver's Facebook page gives it a 95.
Yeah. I was just asking if it's very bloody.
Very bloody, yes.
I don't mind scary, but bloody I don't like.
Yeah, and they use scissors.
I saw scissors in the trailer, and that really
and
freaked
Brad,
me
you
out.
Said he wanted to be the next Hitchcock. Hitchcock was never that bloody.
No, he... look, from a suspense point of view, he nails Hitchcock. He nails...
Yeah, but literally with nails.
Right, yes. No, there's that suspense the whole time. It's very haunting. But then when someone's going to go down, they go down quite bloodily.
Vividly,
yes. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. But he has, Hitchcockian moments with, like, there's white bunny rabbits.
Right,
which
right.
can be, yeah. you know, cute,
how
but they
come,
could also
how
be scary.
Come when I asked you about it, you wouldn't tell me, but I opened the microphone. Oh, that's okay.
No, now I
we're
haven't
talking
given,
about bunny rabbits.
I haven't given anything away. All we've seen then in the trailer that there's a doppelganger family at the top of the driveway.
Yeah.
And that's when everything kicks off.
And that's really what everybody knows about the
movie.
Right. So
I understand the theme that somewhere in the world there's someone who looks just like you.
Right.
But what's the chances of a whole damn family
that's
coming
right.
up that looks like you and your family?
Wouldn't you be scared if you looked out your window, Scott, and saw Trish, Kathleen, and you at the end of the driveway with your dog?
No, I think I'm drinking again.
That's what I think.
Exactly. That wouldn't scare you?
What are you doing in my yard?
That would scare me, buddy.
Pour me another one.
That's all I need.
That would certainly scare the hell out of my wife.
Us, the sequel.
Yeah.
The Scott Shannon drinking years.
Radio.com.
I'm pretty sure I found our DA of the day,
good.
And that would be Andre Zeskov. He's 27 years old. He was busted at the airport in Indonesia.
Oh boy!
Because he was smuggling an orangutan. He drugged this poor little animal and put him in a suitcase. A two-year-old male.
Wow, that's a pretty big. They're a pretty big animals. He had to fold him up in there.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
He's trying to get out any which way but loose.
Thank you.
Come on, that was a movie starring Clint Eastwood and an orangutan.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes,
he was in that. I thought it
yes.
was.
Yes.
Oh wow. What do I know?
Nobody still laughed though.
We're
still getting crickets
finally,
out of that one.
Yeah. No, it's Clint Eastwood. Look
I'm amazed that I didn't know that was Clint Eastwood in that.
You know what? No matter what the story,
takes him down a peg in my mind.
No matter how good the show's
going.
Oh,
because I put a historical, hilarious,
actually,
tragic story involving primates.
Halt.
Primates.
It's like a big train going down the track, and all of a sudden, kaboom, man!
And that's why we love him so much.
Yeah.
No, what? You got a special talent. This guy, this Andre, the Russian.
Yeah.
He took along baby food and allergy pills. And because he fed those to the orangutan to make him sleep. That poor little thing was folded up in a suitcase.
Jeez.
This idiot could go to prison for 5 years and a $7,000 fine.
Wow. Where was he taking him?
It's home.
Make money. I probably was going to sell him.
Yeah.
You know, probably.
Yeah, they're not easy to manage.
Avarice.
I mean, they're big. They get really big.
Yep. He also had two live geckos and five lizards.
Jeez.
Five other lizards.
Jeez.
Did he drug those too?
I don't know.
They get pretty quiet.
Lucky the orangutan
they're not
to eat them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. 8:35, and now the funniest weatherman in America.
You feel lucky? Go ahead, punk.
Make my day.
Yeah, see, it's just the comedy never starts.
Yeah, show's going along good. Patty's got everything. Brad's got
Clint
a good
Eastwood,
story. Brad's got the story about the Uber driver, and then here comes John.
No, that's from Sue. That's traffic.
Don't steal my thunder.
Here comes Johnny Weather. Putting the brakes on.
Ah, you're getting too funny. I gotta stop everything.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.